Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yesterday we were out on the road doing a remote at
great pictures.
NorCal Tractor and Equipment, and gosh, it was great. So many toys picked up. Anyway, the 23rd of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
And what national day is it?
National Roots Day.
You mean like root vegetables?
I'm kind of looking it up. I think it's family roots where you're from.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm from Reading. I'm from Reading.
Parents,
because I live here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Where that's interesting. That's an interesting question. When you ask somebody, tell me about your roots, or how would you ask that question? Where are your roots? Because at one time, you have to be so politically correct these days. You wouldn't say, what's your nationality? Although I used to ask that. What's your nationality? I mean, because we're
American?
Not a nationality to me.
American
would be like a mix of...
It doesn't make any difference if somebody asks me, what's your nationality? I go, American.
All right.
I'm just trying to be helpful here.
Okay.
Anyway.
What are your roots?
American.
All right.
I just said it.
All right.
American.
Okay.
I'm like most Americans, I believe.
You're like a guy that's a Blazing Saddles.
We're kind of like...
You remind me of Blazing Saddles.
We're kind of like mongrels. We're kind of like mongrels here. Because we're a mixture of so many of our past and...
Immigrants.
Yeah.
We all are descendants of immigrants.
And there's nothing wrong. Mutts are stronger and smarter and faster. We're a little bit of a mutt to us. But everybody is. We just talked to somebody that found out that they had Choctaw Indian in them.
Really?
Total surprise.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, to me, that's fascinating. It just really is. Okay, I'm going to go through the weather right now. Of course,
well,
we've been hearing
that's
it all
what
over.
You do when you,
yeah. They're talking about the bomb cyclone that's going over the Midwest. I think it's happening through so many states as well. 37 states have placed under winter alert and wind chill alerts. Over 4,717 flights have been canceled in the U.S. on Friday as of 1 a.m., according to FlightAware. But here we are in Reading. If you're staying locally, slight chance of showers, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy today with a high of 54. Tonight will be dense fog with overnight lows of 42. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 62 to overnight lows of 46. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, 67. Mostly sunny, mostly cloudy on Sunday night. That would be overnight lows of 47. Monday, showers likely 57. Monday night, showers. Tuesday, showers. You can feel it when you go outside. The concrete is wet. I don't know it. I know that it has rained. And when we, got into the car this morning, it was wet. So, but it's not raining currently in the downtown studios, but that's what we're looking for today. Slight chance of showers. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson dropped by a little goodie there for them the other day. It was great to see the staff is always kind and friendly, and I'm sure with this winter warning and the cold area and weather in front of us, there you want to be making sure that your gas and your propane is stocked up. Don't wait until there's 3 feet of snow. So, which happened in the past, and they're the folks that'll go out and go up above and beyond and go into places that are very hard to get to.
Well, Shasta Gas Propane also has something. I believe it's free to the customer. I think. I'm not positive. It goes on the tank, and when the tank reaches a certain level, sends them a warning, and they come out.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
You'll never run out of gas. Ask Shasta Gas Propane about that. They are truly customer-oriented. All right, at 8:05 today, we are going to draw for that $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner. Now, Sue, come in here. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Because I want to make sure I have this exactly right. Oh, I want to make sure, Sue, I have
and
this exactly right.
And our wonderful Sue McLean News Hour.
Sue McLean not just does the news, she does our sales.
She does,
and she does all types.
She's amazing.
You know,
she's a glue.
She's a watched-our horse. She's no, I'm just kidding. She would, though.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person Sue McLean is. Now, Sue, just to make sure I've got this right.
Whoa, yes.
When we draw the name at 8:05 this morning, and we're going to, by the way, let people enter in the 7 o'clock hour too. The individual who wins it wins a $150 dinner at Black Bear Diner, and they, whoever it is, can use it from December 25th through New Year's Eve.
I think it's through. Yeah, let's go with New Year's Eve.
All right.
So you don't have to do it. You don't have to go out on Christmas.
You know, that's the thing. We had it set for Christmas, but so many people are spending time with their families.
Yeah.
And we want to make it, you know, an option. They can use it at least for a couple of days past.
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, that was just kind of a better deal.
Yeah.
And it's a $150 gift certificate. We figured that would cover for a family of four. But if you like food and you want to eat alone, well, it's $150. And, you know, because there's people out there that, or just take their friends.
Bring your neighbors.
Or, you know what? You can take more people, but $150 takes a big bite out of the bill.
Right. I mean, you can bring your whole family there.
So they can eat. And I just want to make sure they can dine on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, all the way up into New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Now, we do have, I can see that we've got names.
And we have phone numbers.
But we don't have phone. I don't see phone numbers.
But we have it on another.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Don't, honey.
Are we going to be
honey,
doing,
we're the pros from Dover
this
here.
This hour, are we doing some more calls?
Yes, we're going to do it at each break.
Okay.
When you hear Jingle Bears, you call in. And guess what? We'll take six calls or seven. Whoever calls in, your name gets put into this.
And we'll be talking
to We want to make Nathan's last day before Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
You know what? After reading some of these headlines about people may have their Christmas plans altered because of the storms, the chilling storms that are happening across the country, and they may say, God, you know, I can't go see my family. So how wonderful if they were to win a Blackbird Diner Christmas dinner, and they could, you know, just be here and maybe invite a friend or a neighbor or somebody in need and do something thinking, I can't be with my family, but I'm able to do this.
Right. They're already starting to cancel flights across the country.
It's said 1,200 so far, that 1,250 flights, 12,500 flights canceled and delayed.
Yeah.
And travelers stranded.
Well, you know, there's a 160-degree difference in Montana from this summer to right now. 160 degrees.
Now, I will tell you that in
think about that for a second. From this summer to right now in Montana, 160-degree difference.
My brother, on a Christmas, I will tell you, because it's a Christmas that stands out for me. My brother lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and it took me 2 days to get there from L.A., because of this kind of weather. And when I finally got there, because there was a flight delayed, and they had to spend the night in Denver until the next flight. So it was 2 days before. Then the flight that was iced over in Chicago to get to Madison. By the time we got to Madison was me. I was single and was flying by myself. I was in tears. They picked me up at the airport. The weather was 80. You're not kidding me, because my brother backed me up on this. 80 below wind chill factor. We would go out, we would run, because we would go downtown and the bars were open, of course. We would go from bar to bar because
80
it'd be
below
like
would not
ice
stop
picks.
You and your brother from going to the
ice
bars.
Ice picks in the face. So you really could not, I mean, people were dying. Actually, it's not funny because people were dying if they had to drive from a location to location, and the car would freeze over. People were dying in their cars. It's very dangerous weather.
Oh, it is.
But I was just thinking of you were bar hopping, and that you drink and get warm, and then you hop
and then
to the
you
other
run
one.
From
yeah. And so that's what I was thinking. But you're right. And this is an unusual type of storm because this is an Arctic storm.
Yes.
This is a rarity. We don't see it very often. So when you are planning on traveling, there is a real possibility you are going to get delayed.
Well, you know, the only thing between Montana and North Dakota and South Dakota and Wyoming, the only thing between them and the Arctic is a barbed wire fence. on the Canadian border. So, I mean, they're going to have polar bears. They're going to have polar bears in South Dakota. And anyway, okay, so when you were getting ready to take a break, so when you hear Jingle Bears, please call in, and we're going to throw your name in the hopper right here. We got a bunch of names. Somebody's going to score.
And thanks, Sue McClain, for putting this package together, along with Blackbird Diner, who has been a standing sponsor for us here at KCNR.
They have to, because we know where they live.
Yeah.
And the food is good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know what? One plate can feed two people.
Absolutely.
A lot of times. Okay, look, we're going to take a break. It's Friday. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. No. Call our local retailer, Doug Tooley. He's been in the business for over 30 years, and nobody knows more about Dish than B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 1-530-241-3474. And let Doug take care of all your television needs. We'll be right back. And as soon as you hear Jingle Bears, start calling.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
JASTABeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JASTABeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what?
Did we have fun last night?
We had fun last night. 7:20 in the morning here on Friday, the 23rd of December.
We're getting ready.
Two more shopping days before Christmas.
Well, Christmas Eve tomorrow.
This portion of the show, yeah, I know. But you can still shop on Christmas.
Well.
You know, when I go down and we go over to your brother's house, I'm always looking for something a little different. You know, so, you know, there's places that are open, like Holiday and Safeway. I can bring him some carrots.
Yeah.
I can bring him, you know, something he truly, truly is allergic to, and just to watch him on Sunday. But this portion of the show brought to you by People Who Care, Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. And they're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and one down in Anderson. That's right. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, local board of directors, the whole thing. Here's something. You know, we're just talking about the winter. I just read this. Extreme cold temperatures, with Arctic air dropping wind chills as low as negative 50 to negative 70. So you're not going to stay out there very long unless you're bar hopping like you and your brother did.
Well, but he lived right on the lake, so we did go out there for a little bit on the ice and thought, this is insane.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
In the northern plains, that's 50 to minus 70, 30 to below zero in the Midwest. Now, for context, this is just context. It's currently a balmy minus 7.1 degrees in the Jezero crater on Mars, where a NASA rover is monitoring the weather.
Man.
So it's not as cold on Mars in the Jezero crater.
All right.
But then again, I don't know. Nathan, do they have like hot springs on Mars? I mean, could you build the first spa?
You know, last time I was there, it was okay.
Was it okay?
Yeah.
I have a photo of the very first Mars rover on Mars. And when you look at Mars, it kind of looks like the Arizona desert a little bit. And this was the very first, you know, the first rover they put out there, and it lasted years beyond what they thought it was going to. Because I worked with a couple of guys that put that thing together. And believe it or not, there were some Radio Shack parts in that rover, according to them. Okay. Other things going on. Rand Paul every year puts out a Festivus report on the budget. And he released his annual airing of grievances about federal spending, identified nearly $500 billion worth of wasted taxpayer resources. From the billions spent giving COVID relief funds to ineligible people like, as we know in California, prisoners in jail, millions of dollars, to a $118,000 study on whether Marvel movie villain Thanos would really be able to snap his fingers while wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. Are you kidding me? I'm sure it has something to do with physics. But are you kidding me? $118,000. His report is inspired by the Festivus holidays taken from hit sitcom Seinfeld that features an airing of grievances, an appropriate model for deficit hawks like Paul, who have watched the national debt explode by nearly $2 trillion in the last year. Anyway, this year a whopping $482,276,543,907 worth of federal waste. Well, one need not to look much further than the $3.5 trillion that the big government politicians and Congress spent on the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. And by the way, inflation in the last 2 years has cost the average family about $10,000. $10,000, think about that.
Well, in the news today, do you have to finish one more thing? Because I'm going to talk about other things that are going up in price.
Because there's more to the story than just that.
Okay.
$475 billion spent to pay interest on the national debt, and the $1.7 billion to maintain empty federal buildings. However, also keeps an eye on the smaller examples of abuses. More than $31.5 million worth of COVID funds went to buy luxury cars, and another $1.6 million was used to upgrade turf fields in Wisconsin, where a school took advantage of the rules and said a minimum of 20% of the funding had to be used to help students. So let's just put a new football field in there. The report found that the Department of Defense spent nearly $200,000 on espresso machines from Starbucks. At least Americans can rest assured our military personnel will be perky and energetic as they pour American taxpayer dollars and perhaps a few overpriced coffee grounds down the drain. The Baird Institute of Justice got $168 million to help illegal immigrants avoid deportation. And this group has received more than $1.1 billion since 2008, the report found, providing hundreds of millions of your hard-earned dollars to help illegals actively skirt our immigration law. Federal government has a long-standing interest in injecting animals with things and seeing what happens. It spent $3 million in grants to watch steroid-injected hamsters fight in an attempt to assess whether certain drugs can soothe steroid-induced aggression. So here you have little hamsters, which, you know, mainly are friendly. They pump them up on steroids. They give them these little wife beater shirts, and they just set them out with each other. It spent $2.3 million to inject beagle puppies with cocaine, and it spent $1.1 million to watch mice get Yes, yes.
I don't want to hear that. Why are you doing that the day before Christmas? That's gross.
Because the government needs to be reined in. They're spending money like, you know, Daniel Myers said at one time, it's green crack to politicians. They are addicted to spending money. They are addicted to power. And anybody with any business owner would take a look and say, what's the most, you know, what are my priorities? And I tell you what, injecting hamsters with steroids is not a priority. Okay. Now, what do you have, sweetheart?
Well, I don't, that just grossed me out. I got to take a minute here to take a breath because that
is. I know. But people need to know about this and they need to get enraged. Well, and I can call Congressman Lamoff and say, are you kidding me? You're spending money to inject beagles with cocaine?
Why beagles?
You know, that's the second time I've heard, or third time. I don't know, maybe, I don't know what it is, because they found labs with beagles and that they're doing stuff with. And they, you know, they're rescuing the beagles. There's one place that had like 3,000 beagles, and they rescued every one of them. I don't know why it's beagles.
That just makes you, I don't know. Passports. Now, I know mine's going to be expiring here, and if you plan on doing any kind of international traveling, well, any kind, you should always have your passport ready and up to date. So, and it takes, you know, you have to send it off. You don't know how long it's going to take with, you know, how long things are taking in general. But the fees for U.S. passports are going up by $20. Now, I think passports are good for 10 years. So the last time I got mine, I can't remember what it was. It $50? What the fee is going to be now, but.
Well, I don't know why you need a passport unless you're traveling to another country. Yeah. Because you obviously don't need one to pass, go through to Mexico.
No. All right. You're in one of those moods today.
No, I'm just saying that you don't, because 600,000 illegals
crossed
the border since October.
I'm going to be ready for me, because I would be the person that would say, you don't have a passport, you can't do this. So I follow the rules, and that's just the way it is. I mean, you and I both know we've traveled internationally a lot in our lives. In fact, you know, the bummer was that you had to give up your passport when you got a new one, and we had these wonderful passports that, you know, actually had pages extended in them because of all the traveling that you and I did before we married, you know, all of the different
places.
When
we had money, before we bought the station.
Before we married.
That's what I said.
All right. Also in the news, with Omicron now the most widely detected variant in the U.S., hospitals are preparing for a surge of COVID-19 cases. And for the second year in a row, many doctors and nurses on the front lines of the pandemic will be treating these patients over the Christmas holiday. Nearly 70,000 Americans were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of yesterday. According to data from the Department of Health and Human Services, up from about 45,000 in early November in related news. Well, now, we all know
that Joe Biden said that he was going to fix COVID.
We're getting calls from friends who said, my kids can't make it because they've got COVID. Can you go to the theater? We can't do this because we've got COVID. It's all around us. We've heard about it. It's right here. It's just, you know, it's definitely something that's happening with people. In related news, the FDA yesterday authorized Pfizer's antiviral pill, Paxlovid, to treat COVID-19. It's the first antiviral pill authorized for infected people to take it home before they get sick enough to be hospitalized.
Well,
finally.
Well, there's other things that have been out there for a couple of years, too, that people could have taken. Anyway, we have to take a break. And Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, wants to make sure everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And if you're looking to fix your windshield, whether you have a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, you need to call Jeff. He has so many different ways and methods of repairing windshields. And the one, my favorite one was I saw two RVs lined up out at his work because, you know, those huge windshields. They got a big, you know, they had a chip in them and he's repairing them so they don't have to sit someplace while they're waiting to try and get a new windshield that has cracked. He can do it all. He guarantees his work. He fixed my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see the crack in it. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ring in the new year with us at the 2022 Casino Royale New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dance into the new year with Steel Breeze performing your favorite hits. Enjoy a delicious buffet, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $65 per person. VIP only $300 per couple. And includes a one-night stay in a luxurious hotel.
The fun starts at 7:30 p.m.
For complete details and tickets, visit windriver.com and find your moment. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State, because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You know who does this song so well is Lou White.
He does.
Yep.
And because he is a Grinch.
He is in some ways.
He's a Grinch.
He's not Bah Humbug.
Yeah, a good Grinch.
He's a good Grinch.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. And I can tell you what, they've got their annual sale going on in there, and happy people walk in and happier people walk out at Four Winds Jewelry. What a great place. Locally owned, locally operated. Everything from Native American Opon to the newest and specially designed jewelry pieces at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're closing today at 4:30. So now if there's customers in there, they'll stay open.
Are they not going to stay open tomorrow?
No, they're not open on Saturday.
Yeah, but I just thought maybe because it's the day of Christmas Eve, the one day out of the Saturday out of the year, and it's their anniversary sale. You know what? We need to find that out.
Thanks for opening that can of worms up. So why don't you give Leonard a call during the break and ask him?
Okay.
Since you opened that can of worms up and people listen to what's being said. Okay.
Interesting. Well, let's.
7:37 in the morning here on the 23rd of December, and last night was kind of different. It was usually for our man up was last night, but we flipped with Linda. We changed shows with Linda. And last night, you and Pat Karch and Lou White came in here, and Liam, and this whole studio was rewired, all new microphones put in for this, and you all sang and told stories for an hour. And there was a number of people in here that just kind of showed up.
Last year I tried to make this. I always wanted to take my show and do like a Christmas live thing. And last year we couldn't work it out with everybody's schedule, so I brought it up this year. And Pat Karch was really like, are we going to do this? Okay, we're going to do this. I've got it booked. We're going to do this. And that pushed me to say, okay, we're going to – and we wanted to do it before Christmas, not after Christmas. So we flipped the shows. And then yesterday, come to find out, I just thought he could bring his keyboard in and we could just, you know, like we are right now, you know, when we've had different vocalists in here and musical people in the musicals. But no, he went a step further, actually had a soundboard in the producer's room, wires, a PA system. So I was going between singing in a PA system into coming back to this microphone to speak into the radio configuration. I would get mixed up sometimes. But anyway, so it was I haven't been people had said, are you going to do a Christmas show? And I really didn't have anything booked, and nor did I pick up the phone and say, can we do this, can we do that? 'Cause, you know, I mean, there was so many years that everything was really booked a lot. We did View 202, the brunches, and we did Wind River and private parties and you know, the club. But this year really, really nothing was scheduled. So I thought, my God, in my adult life, I've never not done, from about 14 on, I've never not done anything that had to do with a Christmas show or doing Christmas songs. So it was so, I felt so blessed and so honored to be able to have my guys, which would be Lou and Pat, put their time in to come in. And, we just kind of didn't really have a scheduled set kind of show we did. We just did by feel. And, people came, actually came and walked in the door. And so there was some champagne and wine, and somebody brought, some hors d'oeuvres, and they sat in the other room, and they came in, they put their head in, and then they would go in the other room. But I haven't been in great voice because I haven't been singing for some time. So whatever came out, but I will say, I feel so blessed because the spirit was here. You know what I'm talking about? The spirit of Christmas, the spirit of what happens when you actually sing and that thing comes through, that soul connection with the music, with the sound, with the tone, with Lou playing the flute and playing the clarinet, playing the saxophone, and of course with Pat Karch playing his wonderful keyboards. It was just a really heartfelt hour. And thank you, for everybody encouraging us. And also in this moment, Carl, I would like to, express a gratitude because we are, going into December 14th. We're going, this is now in our 14th year of being on the air of when Carl and I had to go through the loans, go through the FCC, start the station from nothing, and build it. And if it wasn't for our listeners and for the people who've stayed with us, our real, Tobacco and Brew and Four Winds Jewelry and Alliance Heating and Air and Crackmaster and, who, our weather every day that is done by, Shasta Gas Propane. And that's just to name a few people that have been with us for 15 years, 14 years, that have really supported us and stayed steady with us through all the ups and downs, that I am feeling so blessed and so fortunate that we have a chance to do that. And on top of that, move the furniture around last night and do a live Christmas performance.
Well, it was a, for everybody that was in here, it was really, exciting. And also, you sang a couple of your songs, I forget it and have to ask you every time, the one on about snow. Oh.
Do you hear what I hear?
Yeah, you hear what I hear? Yeah. Beautiful. And then when you sing Oh Holy Night, and Lou and Pat, they come in on the chorus.
I pray that the notes come out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But the, and Liam, here's the thing is Liam has been talking about this for a week. And there he was last night. He was doing your mixing.
He was completely in control of that board. And the radio. That's two different animals.
And he was running them both and just did a perfect job. He's not hearing this right now because he's probably, pounding his ear asleep. Anyway, it was great, and if you want to hear it, here's how you're going to do it.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't want to go back.
Well, you don't have to, but if anybody else wants to listen to it, go to our website, go to programming, and go to Man Up. Go to Man Up for last night, and it's on there.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is download that and put it, someplace else, too. So, okay, now. At 8:05, around 8:05, we're going to draw for the Black Bear Diner, Please Enjoy a Meal on Us, $150 value. Now, somebody told me, you said that you could get, if you can't be there from Christmas Day through December 31st, that you could get a, you could exchange it for a coupon or something. I never said that.
No.
And I'm sorry if somebody got the idea. What it was it had to be, it was just going to be on Christmas, but then we got it spread out to from Christmas Day through New Year's Eve.
It's valid through December 31st.
That's it.
And it says 2021, but it's 2022. That's a, yeah.
Yeah, this is probably an older one. Or it was just mistyped. anyway, we're going to give you that, and you should try and come and get it today if you can, because we're closed tomorrow and Sunday. We'll be back open on Monday, so whoever wins can come down and get it. All right, let's take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is also wishing Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all her customers and to everybody else out there. She is an extraordinary woman who started her company in 1993, and she's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since then. Whether it's business insurance or life insurance, health insurance, call Judy Maxwell. And she's going to give you the best deal and the true scoop. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, it's funny because Carl is calling Leonard from the owner of Four Winds Jewelry because, you know, I brought up the fact that they may be open tomorrow, but he's calling because usually they're not. And Leonard lives out, you know, in bad cell range. So you should hear him out there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You know what I'm talking about. We've all been there. Welcome back to the show. Good morning, everybody, on this Friday, the day before, well, tomorrow's Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. And, of course, happy Hanukkah to those who are celebrating. I think it's the sixth day. My girlfriend the other day was talking about where to get Hanukkah candles. So she ended up, I think she didn't, Hobby Lobby didn't have them. I think she went to Rite Aid. Of all places, she was able to get her Hanukkah candles in Rite Aid.
Well, the one I saw had used birthday candles on her menorah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
menorah?
Menorah. Hey, by the way, since Linda mentioned it, Four Winds Jewelry will be open Saturday.
Yes, I would
from
think
around 9:30 till around 2:00.
Right.
So when I say 9:30, it could be 10:00, but it'd be open. They usually open up at 9:30.
Right.
So and they'll be open till early afternoon.
Mm-hmm, kind
so
of.
You can still get in there.
Right.
2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay.
Good. Thank you for doing that because it makes sense that they would be open the day of Christmas Eve. For people who just, you know, and you can't get mad at people. I mean, there's so much going on. We've got responsibilities and a lot of things happening, and there's many people. In fact, it seems to be like a very busy day, especially in the jewelry world, the day of Christmas Eve.
You know, a tragedy that happened 5 weeks ago up in Idaho when those four students were killed.
Oh.
People have asked, why isn't the FBI running the case? And the reason that the FBI is not running the case is they can't. FBI does not necessarily have jurisdiction in this case. It's a state case, and there's no federal nexus to the case at this point. There's no evidence that a killer went over state lines. There's no evidence any abduction of anything but children was involved. Something needs, you know, it takes a certain trip wire. Now, on the other hand, despite what people believe, FBI just can't come in and wield their power and take over any state or local investigation. Now, are there FBI agents there? Yes. Are they using all the forensics power the FBI has? Yes. They're there to assist the homicide investigators in Moscow, Idaho. So, you know, because you hear the FBI's name used in a lot of different things, and it's kind of funny because they don't have jurisdiction there, but yet it appears that the FBI has jurisdiction in giving Twitter $3.5 million to not put certain things on Twitter that they said could have been a Soviet dump, even though they had the Hunter Biden computer in their hands for a couple months. And the New York Post and other news agencies said, no, this is the real deal. Well, the FBI went out to many, including Facebook and Twitter, and said, oh, no, no, this may not be true, doing everything they could to have an influence on the election.
Hmm.
It's interesting
how they can
spend how they can spend enough time doing that. And yet, you know, and the fact is, they don't have jurisdiction in this case, but as I have read in research, they do have a lot of people helping, doing things that the Moscow, Idaho Police Department does not have access to. So they do. So I imagine they're using all the forensics laboratories, everything that they're finding. But you can imagine how the parents feel. They, you know, even though it's moved, now they've said there's a car. They're, you know, they've got interest in this car. It's going to be, I hope this doesn't go down as an unsolved crime. I hope they have somebody, you know, a person of interest that they really think was involved in this, but they're not saying anything at all until they can gather enough information. And,
I just,
and,
you know, yeah. My prayer.
It's for the families.
Our prayers go out to the families and those two individuals that were in the house that Evidently, the girl
they
that
were down
went
on
out,
the first floor.
Yeah, and then when she found them, how that's something that I don't know. Your world is rocked. I don't know if you can ever be. You're never the same. You kind of get through it.
Yeah,
but
these
you're
are
never
people
the
that
same.
You room with, and you go in and you find this horrendous sight.
Yeah.
This is, you know, and something in Moscow, Idaho, at the University of Idaho. Come on. It's a, if you've ever been there, I mean, it's a cool town. And the university, of course, is the main institution around there. But anyway, let's just hope that they do have a lead on this and those families can have some sense of closure on all of this. Okay. Hey, Stanford University. One of the elite universities in our country, right? They have published a list of words and phrases deemed harmful language.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm.
The school plans to eliminate this language from its websites and computer code and also suggested words and phrases to serve as replacements. It's called the Elimination of Harmful Language Initiative.
Okay.
In which a multi-phase, multi-year project to address harmful language in IT at Stanford. Okay, so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's, you know.
What are these harmful words?
Well, it said they want to eliminate many forms of harmful language, including racist, violent, and biased, language in Stanford websites. Of course, the guide is largely made up of perfectly acceptable language used by Americans. For example, it advises citizens to say U.S. citizen instead of American because of how harmful that term is.
Okay.
It's
harmful term.
A harmful
American.
Term. American is a harmful term. The university issued a trigger warning, and you know a trigger warning is you hear something, a word or something.
Right.
Well, but even the term trigger warning has been deemed harmful.
Okay.
So the school instead used its replacement, content warning. This website contains language that is offensive or harmful. Please engage with this website at your own pace. From there, the so-called harmful language was taken up into 10 different categories: ableist, ageism, colonialism, culturally appropriative, gender-based, imprecise language, institutional racism, person-first, violent, and additional considerations. The index says pronouns should be used instead of preferred pronouns because the word preferred suggests that non-binary gender identity is a choice and a preference. They deemed the term ballsy harmful because it attributes personality traits to anatomy. Instead, you should use the words bold or risk taker.
Okay.
It advises against words like fireman, freshman, and congresswoman because the gender binary language does not include everyone. Instead, it suggests using firefighter, first year student, and congressperson. Instead of saying guys, say folks, people, or everyone, because using the former reinforces male-dominated language.
Mm.
You shouldn't use words like black mark, black sheep, or black bald, among others, claiming they assign negative connotations to the color black, racializing the term. How about black beauty? Well, I mean, it's
Are we going to ban that book?
That movie? What name do you use, though? I mean, you avoid saying it. It should be called just Beauty the Horse. The guide replaces the term rule of thumb with standard rule, adding, though there's no proof exists today, the phrase is attributed to an old British law that allowed men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. It also suggests eliminating the word brave, but does not offer a replacement for that.
Eliminating the word brave.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, I guess you could have said that Native American Indians were called braves.
Oh.
And equating indigenous
male. It can't be like a brave person?
The term perpetuates bravery? the stereotype of the noble, courageous savage, equating the indigenous male as being less than a man. Hey, Stanford, where you can pay $65,000 to $70,000 a year to go and pay that for your kids. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. And
oh, we come back. Guess what? I know a lot of people are waiting.
We're
going
to draw.
Feed your inner bear moment. $150. You have got your names. We've got a stack of names in this bowl. And
If you win, come in after 9, but before 2 o'clock today. After 9, but before 2 today, or come in Monday morning, anywhere from 7 o'clock till 2.
We're open Monday?
Yeah.
Day after Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, we're open Monday.
All right.
It's not Christmas. It's the day after Christmas. We can talk about the presents that people got. Yeah, well, anyway. It's 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back. Are we open Monday?
Honey.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The cross-country winter storm has upended the holiday travel of millions of Americans from the northwest to the northeast. In the Rockies, Denver's airport crowded with stranded travelers.
KMGH in Denver spoke to some of them.
It was changed for 10:30 tonight. And then about an hour or two ago, I looked again, and it was changed again to 11:15 tonight.
Madison Rolick says she can't seem to catch a flight. Thomas McGarry says he thought he'd get an early start to no avail.
We came out of the mountains early, but I think we were going to beat the storm. Now we're spending another 8 hours waiting to catch our flight.
Forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone. They say atmospheric pressure dropping very quickly in a strong storm could stir up blizzard conditions. I'm Donna Water.
The $1.7 trillion government spending bill passed by the Senate is now in the House. Vote could come later today. In its final report, the Democrats' House January 6 committee recommends that former President Trump be barred from ever seeking public office again. Mr. Trump says that's a Democrat's real goal, to take him out of contention. Fresh data showing that inflation is slowing down.
The Commerce Department says prices rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier. That's down from October's 6.1% increase. This consumer price report is a measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve, which is trying to ease inflation without sparking a recession. Despite a recent cooling, inflation still remains well above the 2% year-over-year growth the Fed wants to see. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Accused cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried released from custody after his parents signed a $250 million personal recognizance bond. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Researchers have been studying a translucent species of frog that's quite adept at camouflaging itself. Scientists say their work could lead to major medical advances.
The glass frog, a nocturnal species native to South and Central America, gets its name from its almost transparent skin, which allows the heart and intestines to be clearly seen. But when sleeping, the amphibian is able to siphon off up to 90% of its red blood cells into its liver. The organ is lined with crystalline particles, which reflect light and make the creature almost invisible in its rainforest habitat. Scientists say this ability to seemingly condense or expand its red blood cells at will, with no negative effects, could have major implications for controlling bleeding and clotting in humans.
The BBC's Kat Wiener. Ukrainians hail President Zelensky's wartime visit to the U.S. as a success, while Russian officials say it's only adding fuel to the fire of the ongoing conflict. News and analysis at Town Hall. .com. Tesla offering rare discounts through year's end on its two top-selling models.
It could be an indication that demand is slowing for its electric vehicles. The Austin, Texas company started offering a $3,750 incentive on its Model 3 sedan and Model Y SUV on its website earlier this month, but has doubled the discount to $7,500 for those who take delivery between now and December 31st. The move comes ahead of a new federal...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 23rd of December, almost Christmas, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm great.
Okay. And Linda's got the weather.
Good morning, everybody. It looks like it's going to be slight chance of showers and then patchy fog, the mostly cloudy today with a high of 54. Dense fog tonight, overnight lows of 42. Saturday calls for partly sunny with a high of 62, overnight lows of 46. Christmas Day, which is Sunday, a high of 67, overnight low Sunday night of 47, mostly cloudy, then chance of showers. And then on Monday, for those of you driving back into town, 70% chance of showers, likely with a high of 57, and overnight lows of 48, and Tuesday showers with a high of 58. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans and a veteran-owned business. Debbie is our newest member of our KCNR family, and she is going to draw the name
of the person
who is going to win
this $150 value from Black Bear Diner. Thank you so much for Black Bear Diner teaming with KCNR. This will be valid through December 31st this year. So you have anywhere between tonight and December 31st to feed your inner bear with this gift certificate.
Okay, and here you go. Just reach in there and grab one. Dun, da, da, da. And the winner is Seth. Seth, you won the...
Is your last name?
I think it's Overton. Seth Overton, you won. So we've got it right here. We have your phone number. We're going to call you just in case you're not listening.
Seth, if you are listening, call in because we'd like to hear, just say something nice about Christmas or say something. Just say give something, us a little
say something nice about me. Okay. Moving right along.
The National Day is National Pfeffernuss. It's a German cookie.
Oh, yeah. How do you spell it?
Pfeffernusse.
Oh. Okay. And what else?
National Roots Day.
National Roots Day.
Talking about the roots.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about that. We're trying to figure that out. And we also said that Four Winds Jewelry is going to be open tomorrow. That was a good catch, Linda. Even though that...
I drive you crazy.
No, not crazy. You just... make my life more interesting.
All right. Thank you.
And that's good.
Yeah.
It is good. Anyway, they're open tomorrow around 9:30, and they'll be open till around 2. So say I'm saying around, but they will be open to get that last-minute shopping in.
Could you ever have imagined on that fateful day when you decided to call the producer to get a ticket to go to the Golden Boot Awards?
I didn't call. I emailed.
Well, you emailed, and then he called to emailed you back and said, "Could you please do the Pledge of Allegiance?" Because you didn't know you were on leave, and you wanted to go to this event that we would meet in Los Angeles at the Beverly Hilton. We would start corresponding. I would produce some shows, some moments during the holidays when I was over at Reading Radio. We did Thanksgiving. You called. I called you live on the air when you were there with the troops, as well as Christmas. You did what it was, and we shouted out and said thank you so much for what you're doing. And we were still very much involved, I think, as the U.S. In the Iraqi, what would you call that, campaign?
Yeah, the Iraqi war. War for freedom. War for against terrorism. Yeah.
And that would have been 2007?
Six.
Okay. And that, who would have ever thought that then you would come to Reading and we would be in the, doing this morning show, doing the radio? Do you ever stop and think about how your life changed?
You know, and I turned down a tour in Darfur or Afghanistan to come back. And, you know, frankly, if I had not met you, I'd have been probably in Darfur after I left Iraq and probably had rolled back out of Darfur, maybe into Afghanistan, because I wasn't married and this is what I did and I was happy doing it. So when I met you, my life changed and you said I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, I think you also were ready. Obviously, you were ready. I told you.
No,
you were ready
no.
to make a change.
You and my daughter both thought it would be better for me to stay at home at this point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you said to me was, I realized that you do this kind of work, but it won't work out with us to do that. And I thought about it, and you know, I was at that time had mm-hmm. spent 32 years in, and I mm-hmm. you know, that would have been another 2 or 3 years, and I understood that it was time. It was time to go do something else. Radio? No. I had no idea we were going to do this. And here it is 14 years
right.
later. We had our 5-year plan. We had our 10-year plan. Now we have our 15-year plan.
It's true.
Now, I do want to talk about an event that's coming up.
All right.
This is the annual Shasta Celtic Society Presents Burns Night. And that's where they celebrate Scotland's greatest poet, Robert Burns.
Mm.
It's a Scottish gala. It's going to be Saturday, January the 31st. They gather at 5 p.m., dinner's at 6, and tickets are about $50. Toast, poetry reading, singing, bagpiping, and the parading of the haggis. Haggis being that Scottish. I don't think they're going to cook it in the sheep's gut, like the sheep's Ooh. Stomach. That's the way they used to do it. That's not what happens anymore. It's going to be at the Great Chieftain Hall at the Red Lion Hotel. And they want you to reserve by January 17th. And Celtic attire is encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've had several of our producers, well, one for sure, wore kilts.
He wore
a kilt to work. On several occasions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wore my Scottish hat and my Scottish, my tam and my neck piece that we got in Scotland yesterday.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, cool. Okay. Anyway, for more information on this, and it's you can go to Eventbrite, by the way, which works very well. It's called Shasta Burns Night. Because it's Robert Burns. Maybe that's wrong. Shasta Burns
Night. I know.
Night.
It just is kind of an unusual title, if you ask me.
Yeah, ShastaBurnsNight.eventbrite.com. Anyway, you can sign up right there. And they want you to reserve by January 17th so they can, you know, say how much for food and all that. Okay. For more information, again, 530-547-5517. We'll have somebody on to talk about it. Make sure they're dressed in their Celtic attire, and we'll play bagpipe music. Do you have bagpipe music you can play as, you know, like bump music? You can find it.
I can find it.
Not today.
You know,
today's Christmas.
The bagpipes, when I lived in Hong Kong, and performed in Hong Kong, I had the great honor of having, because it was British, obviously, it was British ruled in those days, and I did a couple performances in some environments where I was brought on by, I don't know how many bagpipes were there, maybe there was I know there were several lines, so let's just say there were 9 or 10 bagpipes onto the stage and off the stage. And I thought that that was just fascinating. It happened in a couple of events that I did over there. And then, of course, for the Marine Corps Ball, we have the Reading. Are they called the Bagpipers, Carl?
The Northern. Okay, I've got to look it up.
Right.
But they were at the Marine Corps Ball.
They're every year.
Yeah, the Shasta Pipes and Drums.
Yeah, they're fabulous.
And they've gone to.
There we go. We're hearing it.
Cool.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
One of the things I've always wanted to do is to learn to play the bagpipes.
Is that kind of like, please don't do that, like you did the harmonica?
Well,
please don't bring it to bed and try to suck, suck, blow, blow.
Yeah, no. It's the.
And that's how you do that. You would do this like Chris when he was silent. I'd go, suck, suck, blow. I'm not kidding you. That's what it said on the. And he would play it, and I would go, I love you, but do not do that in bed next to me. Okay, what do bagpipes symbolize? Brought to the United States over 150 years ago by the Scottish immigrants, hello again, the bagpipes have become a symbol of mourning for fallen heroes, especially firefighters and policemen. But it's such a beautiful instrumentation, and yes, I just can't even believe how much they have to get in their breath control in order to fill those pipes and control the way that the breath works in that instrument. Beautiful to hear that with a Christmas carol, Christmas song.
Well, we got to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by Medicare and Medicaid services for a number of categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, heart failure, lack of surgical complications, and the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times, plus TAVR valve replacement and so many other things. And starting next year, they're going to be a teaching hospital with 8 residents showing up next year to work at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Watch out, you better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holidays with us and come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play in the $55,000 Pick Your Present Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe daily to win free slot play entries or prizes. Weekly drawings every Friday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour win free slot play. 5 winners at 9 p.m. win $500 cash and choose a bonus present from under the tree. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to our Friday edition here. Merry Christmas, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott wishing you just a very safe weekend journeying with your family and whatever. If you're staying here, reach out to a neighbor or a friend. And, you know, people, it's a lonely time for people. And Dr. Kahn was on not too long ago saying that, you know, Christmas Day, Christmas is when the biggest day for heart attacks.
That's right, Christmas Day and the day after. So try to not stress too much. I know it's hard to say. Hey, yeah. Well, you know what? There is a lot of stress. We just stressed over the break. But the stress has gone away now.
All right.
So, now, what are some happy stories during this time frame?
I'm looking.
Okay, I found one.
Yeah, okay, good.
Do you know there's a Gerber baby every year? A new Gerber baby?
Oh, yes.
Well, it just makes sense because it's a baby, right? So the it started, a tradition, the Gerber baby started back in 1928. And little Magnolia Earl, who turns, I guess Earl's the last name. Yeah, it is. Who turns 1 year old this week is the newest Gerber baby in a part of tradition that dates back to 1928. But there's even something more special about Magnolia. She's the first Gerber baby who was adopted.
Oh.
Yeah, the first time.
Aww.
This is incredible, Magnolia's mom, Courtney, said. It means that when people see our families, if you see a family that doesn't necessarily match, that you don't have to question the belonging of anybody in that family.
I like that. I've had people who have rainbow families. I like called the rainbow families. Now, speaking of rainbows, here's something that's so special. On her 7th birthday, the California girl who requested permission to keep a unicorn in her backyard was presented the official license. Last month, Madeline composed a handwritten note to the Los Angeles County Department of Animal Care and Control requesting approval for a unicorn. Should she be able to find one, along with a response. Within days, Marcia Mayetta, the department's director, replied to the message with a letter titled Unicorn Licensing. I am pleased to tell you that the Los Angeles County Department of Animal Care and Control does license unicorns. However, she included a number of conditions to be met, including access to sunlight, moonbeams and rainbows for the unicorn, weekly watermelon feeding, and use of non-toxic glitter only. Until Madeline was able to find one of the rare creatures herself, Maya included a little unicorn for her in a response as well as a pre-approved unicorn license. Weeks later, on December 17th, Maya presented Madeline with the county's official unicorn license, reviewing the previously mentioned requirements. Once assured the conditions would be met, Madeline was then graced with a giant plush unicorn.
Okay. That was cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that sea urchins will put rocks and shells on themselves to protect themselves? Sea urchins.
Sea urchins.
So if you drop little hats into their tanks, say you're keeping sea urchins, they will put those hats on and wear those hats. So they've got photos of these sea urchins wearing a cowboy hat, a Viking hat with the horns, a top hat. I had no idea. So sea urchins protect themselves by putting rocks and shells on their heads. So apparently if you give them tiny hats, they will put them on and wear them. Is this true or just a cleverly staged photo? But the marine conservation biologist Emily Novacek, then a PhD candidate at Memorial University of Newfoundland, said, "No, urchins wearing objects is indeed a thing."
So I have
little
a
urchins with little cowboy hats.
Yeah, I can just see it right now. I don't know. It's kind of it's ugly funny. Okay, now you know that Elf on the Shelf is really like a popular thing on TikTok. You see the Elf on the Shelf, you know, reading a book, or you see it in some weird location. Well, Beth Hoeing, the principal of Southwestern Elementary School in Central Indiana, is the star of a viral TikTok video where she's dressed as the Elf on the Shelf in different locations around the building. Now, this is at school, the principal. She's a plush Christmas, where the plush Christmas worker is hidden around a home. She hides in silly places for students to spot. Like in the trophy case. Let's see. She's, beside a Christmas tree as they walk around the school, then duct taped to the wall and later wrapping a fellow faculty member in the copy machines. She's also captured holding a trophy trapped inside a glass container and sleeping atop the serving station in the cafeteria. Now that is so clever and so cute. And I think what that does is, really melts the heart of students and brings them closer to, you know, the principal of the school really having a sense of humor. And, you know, a sense of humor goes a long ways with kids.
Kids and Christmas, that's why we get involved with the Toys for Tots. You know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Toys for Tots was started by the Marine Corps in 1948 in the reserves. So reserve units throughout the United States are really, really out there. Now, we don't have a Marine Corps reserve unit here in Redding. But we have former Marines who then take up the cause. And so you'll see all these boxes. It says Toys for Tots. The logo itself was done by Walt Disney, and it has never changed. He did it. Walt Disney did it. And so many different stars, actors, celebrities have been involved with Toys for Tots. But I can just say is that around 8,000 toys were collected this year here in Redding.
That's fantastic.
To give, including, we were at NorCal Tractor and equipment in Anderson on Gateway yesterday, and people were bringing in just great toys, Legos, little construction kits, all of these things, and all those were going out. When the, Blue Santa, organization right here, the Redding Police, when she came in, the officer coming in to talk about it, a Redding City employee and came in and he brought in a whole car full of gifts, you know, before she was here. And I said, "Do you need more toys?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, we can, you know, we had some kids that, were, you know, 'cause they get a whole list of kids and then they, you know, they go through it all, and they try to pick the best, or the ones that need it the most. Well, they took, she came back and she took it all out and put it in her car. So Blue Santa will be out. Mm. And then the sheriff has Green Santa going out, and you're saying, is this environmentally? No, no. It's because the sheriff's department wears green. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Become a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, founded in 1910. It's an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership in the Greater Reading area. You can, for more information, give them a call at 530-225-4433 or stop by 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100, right there. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by choir.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey music lovers, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium, wishing you and yours a holiday that's merry and bright. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. We have something for everyone on your list with huge concert announcements coming soon. Stuff that stocking with the gift of experience. Shows are always more fun at the Civic. Visit ReadingCivic.com today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Oh, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel. Well, the one for Christmas is you.
That's it.
So I'm taking all your stuff back.
Okay. And, that's
okay.
Right.
The, today's the 23rd.
And our furry animal.
And it's 8:34 in the morning and about 44 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. My barbershop for the last 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. Never had a bad haircut there. Never had an unpleasant time in there. It's just always been a positive experience. They work by appointment, so you give them a call at 530-244-9478 and set up a time that works for you. It's man's last stronghold. And, you know, I say that kind of a little tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, they've got, it's just a really cool place to go into. And it really truly is a barber shop. It's not a styling place. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, of course, in Cypress Square. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Okay.
I have good news. I also have something, a great story. You know, and it's not something that, when we sometimes get on our phones, we'll do, and we're on Facebook, those reels come up. Okay, so some of those, I guess, are TikTok, and some of those are, I'm not sure what, but you know, you swipe and then, and you're, before you know it, you've got to be careful because 30 minutes will go by and you're watching these little videos. But, it's interesting when people, and you know that there's power in that in a certain sense because people are making money with their TikTok, Instagram, what their connection of however they're doing that. But in this particular story, it's about this woman named Elizabeth Rizzo who saw an 82-year-old woman holding a cane and working at an Arizona Walmart. She wondered why she was still working at her age. She didn't know that days later she would help change that employee's life forever. And I love this story because this is about what we're talking about, reaching out to somebody and doing random acts of kindness. Well, after learning that the Walmart employee, her name is Carmen Kelly, was working to pay off a $10,000 medical bill, and only had about $50 in her bank account, this particular woman, Rizzo, made a TikTok video about her situation. So the video posted went viral, and this is what happened with her, with the going viral. Viewed more than 15 million times, the GoFundMe fundraiser she created and shared with her followers raised more than $129,000.
Wow.
So she was able to, she set up a trust for this woman. And in the story, she talks about how she lost her grandmother when she was 15 years old. These two live about 20 minutes apart and become such good friends. She set up a fund, like I said, she's, calls her grandma, and she set up a trust so that all that money goes into this trust to help her out with her living.
Yeah.
Just her living expenses. It's changed, you know, both of their lives, and it's an incredible act, random act of kindness.
Well, you know, people do incredible acts of kindness for others. And it's not just during Christmas. It's all the time. Now, let me switch gears a little bit. No, it's not negative. Because when I talked about Rand Paul calling it the Festivus, based on the Seinfeld show, when he talks about how money is he believes is wasted, almost $500 million in the, you know, with all these little earmarks and all these little things, you know, in the budget. But what is Festivus? It was started on the Seinfeld program, and it developed from series writer Dan O'Keefe's childhood experiences. His father invented the holiday in the 60s. And at the Costanza house, you know, George, his father put up just an aluminum pole. That was it. No tree, just an aluminum pole.
What?
Okay, what do you eat at a Festivus dinner? The official Festivus dish is meatloaf.
Mm.
You serve it to guests atop a bed of lettuce. There are four main traditions associated with observing Festivus. You've got to replace the traditional Christmas tree with an aluminum pole that is decoration-free, mainly because tinsel is too distracting. And serve your guest a modest dinner of sliced meatloaf. Once everyone is seated around the dinner table, start the airing of grievances in which family members and those in attendance get the chance to share pent-up feelings toward each other over the past year. And it concludes with feats of strength, a wrestling match that requires the pinning of the family patriarch or host by a guest in order for the party to end. I never saw that before, but we could do that this Sunday, and your dad has to wrestle the rest of the men in the family till somebody pins him.
Oh, my God.
Or we could have your brother, because it's his house,
yeah,
do it.
Okay.
And we could have Derek, you know, try to pin Lee.
How about the grandkids?
Oh, the grandkids pin him all the time, but they're only four, you know, they're only five or six. The airing of grievances. I can just... You don't want to open that one up at the Snook House.
Oh, no.
There would be bloodshed.
It wouldn't stop. We'd be in New Year's and still. No, just keep that door closed. Thank you.
You two still complain about your having dinner at
lima
your
beans.
House. Lima beans. If I hear one more damn lima bean story from you and your brother, I've had it. I'm getting up. I'm walking out. Or calf brains. Or tongue.
Well.
I don't want to hear them anymore.
All right.
I've heard them 100 times. And every time you two tell it, it's like, oh, it's bad now. You know, come on. And how and how the dog was the fattest animal in the world because you two would feed him food from the, you know, and gristle and beef. No, I don't want to hear it again. And I'm going to stand up at the table and say, Jay, if you burp one more time, I'm going to knock you on your ass. Okay? I mean, you're 38 years old. You don't need to do that. You're going to see Festivus from Carl this year.
All right. Okay, you have announced it.
I am.
All right.
We're having Festivus this year at the table.
Okay.
And because there's a lot of people, we may have to go from table to table to share this. I've been saving it for 15 years. I've been sitting there smiling. Oh, yeah, that's cute. Yeah, let those kids tear up all that confetti and just leave it there and walk away like, hey, somebody else will clean it up. No, this time. Hey, do you ever tell your kids to pick up after themselves? Well, you should, because they're going to turn into axe murderers when they're 12.
Boy, that was built up.
15 years. I've been sitting there watching and smiling. Yep. And I tell you, when it was really tough, when I came back from Iraq, I just wanted to roll a hand grenade in and then clear the room. But I didn't. I was, you know, pretty cool about it.
15 years later, it's coming out.
It's coming out. In fact, we're going to bring the horse down to Christmas. And I'm going to, you know, if they're going to bring the kids in, I'm bringing the horse into the living room.
And leave some wonderful road apples, but make them carpet apples.
Carpet apples.
That's
and
it.
Watch your sister-in-law go berserko because she's a clean freak. Hey, I brought the horse. Hey, watch Cindy just come apart like a cartoon. Her head gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it explodes.
All right, Carl's having his moment. Well, we have a trailer now with new tires on it, so we could haul her down.
Hey, I'm going for it. Well, I'm bringing her over tonight, letting her sleep over in the backyard.
They got a big pool. I think it's heated and it's salt.
Oh, we can get her in there and do a little exercise and have her help her leg recover. Kids on her. Let's walk her up and down the street with the kids on
right.
her. And then, you know, let her deposit used hay up and down their street and watch the neighbors' heads explode. And because, you know...
Do you know years ago my brother...
You know, Cindy got crazy because that dog came over and used their yard as a bathroom.
Yes.
I can just imagine if you bring a horse in there just for a day.
Well...
And she's from Altura. She should be used
to
this.
Yes.
And you know what? There's a moose that walk down their street and poop in their yards. In Altura, oh my God. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
I'll be home for Christmas. If only in my dreams.
Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Poker tournaments are in full swing here at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have a seat waiting just for you, so get in on the action with $70 buy-ins on Thursdays and $115 buy-ins on Sundays. Join us in the poker room at 5 p.m. for buy-ins, and the games will start at 6 p.m. with late entry and re-entry available until first break. Come visit us in the poker room or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And now that's a Christmas song. A band dance with me. This woman's my destiny. And ooh, ooh. Welcome right. back to Free Fire Radio. Here
now
in
that
the studio.
My family's been officially roasted.
Oh, I'm gonna make. Hey, I want Nathan. I want you to download that portion of the show. As Pat Card said, well, there's 11 minutes of our life wasted. I want you to download this part. I'm gonna take it with me. I'm gonna play it.
My brother will
for
laugh.
For the family.
My brother, snot will come out his nose from laughing so hard.
Well, you know, that's not unusual. So, did I ever tell you about him and Guam? Okay,
oh,
I'm not going to go there again.
I will admit, my family is gross. They're the gross family. And although the kids have grown up, there's still some that just have just terrible manners.
But I tell you what, I've watched and those kids grow from age 15 now, I mean, or 15, mm-hmm. 17. They have turned into just really, really fine
kids.
Oh,
so this segment of the show, you'll say nice things.
Well, no, I'm just saying they have really, they've got jobs, they have families.
Yeah, they've all been college educated.
They've got their degrees. They mm-hmm. are just, you know, I've watched them for 15 years. And, you know, when I hear, you know, some complaints from, you know.
Yeah, they're not
family,
axe murderers.
I'm
they're
going,
doing stuff.
I say, you know what, your kids have, they've turned out fine. they've turned out fine. So all those thoughts you had earlier in life that I had, I've kind of, you know, I've backed up on them, and I'm kind of glad I didn't roll the hand grenade in there.
Yeah, I'm going to play something here. I'm going to put it, it's not going to go, I'm going to do it like this. Now, let's, this was sent to me along with somebody who is a loyal listener, and this was a young boy at 13 years old who recorded this, wrote it and recorded it. And I'm just going to play a little bit of it, but it was a loyal listener, and this kid now is in football and a choir. I love that. So here we go.
Sing happy birthday to Jesus. We'll all be together someday. Mommy put the tree up in the front room. We put the lights up today. Mommy put your star on the mantle next to the cross where she.
Wow. I don't know if people can hear that. They can't. Okay.
Me and Mommy miss you every day. Sing happy birthday to Jesus. We'll all be together someday. Mommy said you.
So my point is that, you know, think about those families
yeah.
that have people overseas or have lost people. I mean, I'm getting from that he's singing about a father that perhaps was.
Well, he died, obviously. And maybe a veteran or something.
A veteran. Like, that's what that kind of reminded me of. Yeah. But the email is from Frank. It's M-E-L-E. And anyway, so thanks so much for sending that. You know, he's a minor and his dad is a longtime listener. Just wanted to share it with you. So there you go.
You know, we talk about Facebook, you know, and so many nasty things go across Facebook. Not so much in the last year or two, as it were. But here's some things coming out. To all my family and dear friends, may Christmas weekend bring love to your heart. Health to your body and joy to your home. Mm. Wishing you the best in 2023. Now, the woman who wrote this was a classmate of mine at Eisenhower High School in Yakima, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I have not seen them in over 50 years. But there is like 16 to 20 of us in this Eisenhower High School group.
That's so cool.
And, I mean, we correspond daily via Facebook, you know, or just, you know, just listening to things, putting mm-hmm. it in. But there, you know, there's so many, like Cam King, good morning, Texas Hill Country, and it's zero where he's living in Fredericksburg, Texas.
Now, he's the guy last night I was telling, for anybody who listened to the program, Martinis with Santa was written with Cam King. We knew each other in Nashville while we were very deep seeped into the music industry. And he does a lot of music outside of Austin, Texas. And his wife, he's married to, she heads up the VA there in Fredericksburg.
Well, the Veterans Service Office mm-hmm. there, just like we have here. From Diana Burroughs, Rob Burroughs' wife. Remember to put all things aside and focus on the true meaning of Christmas. Love your family and friends. No politics or other things which causes distance. Make it a Merry Christmas. You know, and as I said, as Pat Cart said, 11 minutes of our life gone. But I have never, ever heard any political discussions at any of your Christmas, at any of the Christmases down with your family.
Yeah.
No, it has never come up. And I know, I'm pretty sure that we all don't agree. Anyway. Just, you know, different things that you've seen on there to my friends and family. I am honored to have you in my life. May this season warm your soul and may your life be blessed. From Cheryl Lindberger Wheeler. Yeah. You know, pictures of animals and just beautiful things on Facebook.
She's somebody that we did the Patriot Guard Riders together with Cheryl. and her late husband, Dave. And
yeah.
we did, back in the days when we were doing riding a Harley, we had the great honor of, you know, doing the flag line for many of the, you know, fallen service people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's still going. In fact, Tom Johnson just received an award for all the work he's done with the Patriot Guard Riders and the Missing in America Project.
You know what's really cool? Your sister sent a honey-baked ham from his sister and brother-in-law from Tennessee. Of course, you know, they could do it online, but we got it last night. And we take that down to Sacramento, and she said, and I said, well, you don't have to do that. She goes, no, we love the fact that we send you this ham, and we know that your Christmas dinner, you will be eating the ham with all the family. And so, anyway, I'm sending her a little email right now thanking her for that. We got that, and of course, it's a tradition now.
Wayne Weber, Jeanette, and I would like to wish all of our family and friends a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. No, Wayne, that does not get you out of sending cards. In fact, let me tell you about sending cards.
Okay.
Linda has the perfect method for sending out Christmas cards. She says, Carl, send out the Christmas cards. And then she turns away and walks away. So
yeah,
here
you,
I am.
All right. Get it out of your system.
That is my part. That is my part of getting ready for Christmas.
Right.
You let me skate on doing things like decorations and food and all that. So here I am. If you get a Christmas card from us after Christmas.
January 15th.
It may be because I am still mailing them today. Okay? I am mailing things to Cathedral City, California today.
I have one in my purse.
I mailed one to Greece on Monday. I'm not sure it's going to make it.
I took it in yesterday and said, now this one is for Greece. It's a whole different stamp.
Right, I'm not sure I put the whole address on
Ooh.
That. Yeah, I'm just not. So,
okay. It is a long one.
Well, it is. But how many Americans they got living on this little island of Icarus in
Icaria
in Greece? There's not too many. I'm sure that it will find them. So if you get
sending
these Christmas cards out with love.
Yes.
All right, and so,
we were spreading love in the air.
Yeah. And I also wrote a Christmas letter, so that came out.
And it was an interesting because it's like how you say, I think a lot of the wives do the Christmas letters. But, you know, Carl's always done this, and I like it. But this year it was like paragraph, but it was very concise. You know, like, you know, we always talk about, like, first of all, I always wonder why when people send their Christmas letters, they talk about the operations and the sicknesses they've had. No.
I told him how we won the $1 billion lottery. I put that in there. I kind of put it in just to see if anybody was paying attention. And now, hey, if you're looking for that perfect Christmas present at the last minute, 75th annual Reading Rodeo tickets are on sale. That's right. Just go to readingrodeo.com. And here's what I'd like to say. We only got a couple minutes left. I really, really wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, a Happy Hanukkah, all of that. And we so much appreciate you all.
We do.
And we so much appreciate
our community,
Shasta County, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, our area up here in Northern California. And I pray that you all have just a nice Christmas and that you don't stress out. We'll have plenty of time to stress on January 1st, 2023, when we can all make that pact that we'll never mention 2022 again. But I said that in 2020 and 2021. I'm running out of years. The last really good year was like 2019, okay? And I said, oh, God, that's been a great year. You know, everybody kind of liked each other and all that. But let's start off 2023.
Yes.
Give everybody a clean slate.
Yes.
Nathan, clean slate. January 1st, buddy.
Yes.
Pat Karch, clean slate. 2023, January 1st. We all start over fresh like snow that has not been run around in by your dogs and turned it yellow. Okay? It will be a new
fresh
year.
As the driven snow.
Fresh as the driven snow.
Hey, everybody, we just really appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, last night, thanks for the music program live here on the air. It felt so good to have spirit filled holidays. Do something, do random act of kindness. And thank you for your big role today, Carl.
Well, it was just a way of sharing our holidays with everybody, because everybody, I bet, everybody out there said, oh, wow, yeah, that happens at our house, too. So it's not like the Snook family is terribly unique.
No, everybody's got...
Well, I take that back. They are. They're terribly unique. And it's really fun. And if I ever videoed, if I had ever taken videos starting 15 years ago and put them into... I could have made a documentary. Everybody, Merry Christmas, and we'll be back next week. So have a safe and happy Christmas.
Absolutely. Okay. Signing off.
All right. God bless America.